Chapter 5, The Second Event, The Restoration of the Gospel. Whose am I? In September 1823, 3 years after the first vision, Joseph Smith again poured out his heart in prayer to his Heavenly Father, seeking, as he put it, forgiveness of all his sins and follies. In response to Joseph's prayer, the angel Moroni appeared to him and said God had a work for him to do. He explained that an ancient record engraved on gold plates was buried in the hill Cumorah near Joseph's home. He also said that Joseph was to translate the writings on these plates, which contained the fullness of the everlasting gospel. 4 years later, Moroni delivered the sacred record to the young prophet, who then translated it by the gift and power of God, and published it to the world as the Book of Mormon, which is the second witness with the Bible of the Savior and His atoning sacrifice. Thus, the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness and purity was restored to mankind. The gospel defined. What is the gospel that was restored? The Lord told Joseph Smith, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Yea, be baptized even by water, and then cometh the baptism of fire and of the Holy Ghost. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel. And remember that they shall have faith in me, or they can in no wise be saved." Close quote. Faith in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ is the central theme of the Book of Mormon and the central message of the Restoration. Just as the first vision identifies who we are, the second transcendent event of the Restoration clarifies whose we are. The Apostle Paul asked, "Know ye not that ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price." The Book of Mormon explains more clearly and powerfully than any other source that we belong to the Savior because of the price He paid for us through His infinite atonement. As King Benjamin said, "If you should render all the thanks and praise which your whole soul has power to possess to that God who has created you and has kept and preserved you and has caused that you should rejoice and has granted that you should live in peace one with another, I say unto you that if you should serve Him who has created you from the beginning and is preserving you from day to day by lending you breath that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another, I say, if ye should serve Him with all of your whole souls, yet ye would be unprofitable servants." Close quote. Once we have entered mortality, how do we advance from where we are and achieve our full potential as children of God? Again, the answer is found in the Restoration, which reveals not only the purpose of our existence, but also the means by which we can accomplish that purpose. The Savior said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Christ Himself is the method, the means, the path. We are His.